Well, thank you.
Hey, so, hey, we got CJ in studio.
First time
in studio. You guys heard him last on the first podcast.
Yeah, I had a nice long, like, 45-minute phone call. I thought it was pretty good. What do y'all guys think?
It was very good.
Let us all know.
It was really good.
I enjoyed it. I would know about the listeners.
Oh, hey, by the way.
Do we have people coming in? Or, you know, like, giving us comments?
We haven't had anybody yet.
No, okay. Well, we don't have a way for them to give us comments yet. So.
No, yeah, that's something that we are going to divulge into.
Nick, I actually sent Dan some hate mail. So.
Good. I mean, I know where you live.
Yeah, so for the audience here, what we're doing is we're going to release our email address. On this
you
podcast.
Should definitely open a separate email. Dan at Gmail. Don't do that. It's not Dan. It better not be Dan at Gmail.
it's like Nick and Dan.
Okay. Yeah. Open up your own account for that because it's going to get ugly.
Or Dan. Or, I think it's Dan Nick.
It is Dan, DANICKO1410@gmail.com.
Okay. And, is it two N's there? D-A-N-N or D-A-N?
Nope, just one.
Danik.
Yep.
Okay.
Makes it a lot simpler.
And also for the listeners, where are we streaming this?
We're in Baltimore.
You might know. I might be listening on Spotify, but I heard you say last time you're on like 8 different platforms.
Oh, I'd have to get my phone. I'll tell you that in a second. So why don't you guys get into the sports stuff? That's not really my specialty.
Yeah, but I think I did want to ask you a question about sports. Like, you really don't like any sports at all?
You don't like sports, Sam?
It's not that I don't like sports. I just...
He never got picked.
I was last picked in gym class.
It's pretty short.
In high school, I enjoyed running the track while they were playing football.
God, you're boring.
I'm a drummer. I'm a musician. And I've been a musician since I was like 9.
Okay.
My first communion, as a Catholic Christian based, my first communion, I got my drum set.
Oh, well, good stuff.
Yeah, whatever age you are.
Are you still Catholic, or have you lapsed?
I am.
Did the priest give you the drums?
Dude.
You gave him the drumstick back.
Wow. It's hard to...
Did he give you a drumstick?
It is hard to make me step back, but I stepped back for a second. No, thank you for an honest answer for a question. My father bought my drum set for me, but... But my religion, I don't have a religion specifically. I was raised Catholic Christian. I agree that if that works for you, if that works for others.
Is there a God?
I'm not qualified to answer that question.
Nobody's qualified to answer that.
Well, Dan, best guess. It's an opinion.
Right?
Yeah, best guess.
It's an opinion.
No, that one person on this world is equipped to answer that question.
Is there a dog barking?
It's all about faith,
Dave.
There's
some dog in the bushes.
I don't believe in God because he didn't let the Ravens win last game.
Oh, I heard it was a rough week.
It was a pretty ugly game.
Nick didn't text me all day. That's how I knew it was a bad sports day.
My dad usually calls me after the game, and he didn't. Like Monday, I got a text from him. Like, I'm still getting over it. I'll call you later.
I actually didn't watch the Ravens game. How did that?
It was disappointing.
It was very disappointing. Our defense was not disappointing.
We shut them out the second quarter, third and fourth quarter. But
we only let up 17 points, which isn't much in a football game. Three scores, two and a half scores.
It couldn't be worse than the Lions game, though.
The Lions game was a much better game. At least they gave a good old college try. Okay. I kind of waited how they fell apart at the end, but.
I'm going to interrupt here because you asked.
About sports. This is my report.
I'm not going to be able to talk this entire time, so I'm going to just do it now. We are on Spotify. We're on Podcast Index. We're on Amazon Music. We are on Podcast Addict. We are on iHeartRadio, Podchaser, Pocket Cast, Listen Notes, and Player FM.
I've never even heard of like 4 of those.
Deezer, neither.
But we're on there.
I wonder how many listeners we have on Deezer. Where are my Deezer peeps at?
We've had 8 downloads on Deezer.
8? Uh-huh. What's your most?
The thing about podcasts is they don't tell you how many listens you've had. Only the, it's like.
So you're telling me I need to download it to make you feel better?
Yeah, I've been telling people that. Okay. If you do hit download, it doesn't hurt you guys at all. It does help our statistics, but we could have 4,000 listeners, which we don't, but we could have that, and then only 10 of them hit the download button. You only got 10.
That's dumb.
It's like, crappy. They're coming
should
up.
Matter.
Apple is working on that, but Nick is getting us on Apple.
So who has the most downloads? Is it Deezer?
Joe Rogan has the most downloads.
Shut up.
That tracks.
So all we have to do is be opinionated assholes and we could be millionaires too, right? Is that what I'm saying?
So I will say that Spotify is our number one.
Okay. And that makes sense because it's kind of the number one platform of the world.
I think it's really because of the album art.
Oh, yeah.
Who made that?
No. Okay. Go ahead, Nick. Yeah. This is a special thing for us.
Okay. People need to know.
Yeah. One day, me and Dan. Technically, Dan was tasked with a project of his own, and that was, I believe, blue colored resin in his bathroom floor. No, in the upstairs.
This one down here is epoxy resin poured, but Nick didn't help me with that too much.
Okay.
With the one upstairs, him and I, first, my father and I used to call it buddying up. We would, you know, buddy up on things. We buddy up on changing the spark plugs on the car, or, you know, so me and Nick buddied up on the...
You do things together.
Yeah.
Is that what that means?
So, okay. So what you're seeing as the album art is...
Absolutely.
What you're seeing as the album art is... I'm laughing because Connor's over here holding his mic like it's... It's like he's holding a beer.
He's doing some stand-up.
Like, it's making noise. Come on, Connor. Pay attention. Connor doesn't have headphones.
He's the only one without a stand as well. Okay, like, so, he has to hold it.
Yes, he has to. So, the album art... is literally a rubber glove that is holding, you know, when you're holding a rubber glove and you take it off and you're holding in your palm epoxy resin coated
towels.
Yeah.
Paper towels, rags, whatever. The
kind of stiffens.
Stuff that needs to not touch anything else. You just
the fold out.
Yeah, the fold out of the glove. You pull it back. And
the old pull out method.
No, yeah.
It's worked for years.
Absolutely.
What you're seeing is the actual glove that was left over. It looks like a turkey, I think.
It did. You know what else I found funny for someone who really doesn't enjoy talking about sports? When I looked this up on Spotify, the main topic is American football.
We didn't write that soccer crap. I'm the one that set all that up. I didn't write that. That came up. I did write sports as one of the topics because I have a sports, what do you call yourself? A sportscaster?
Offensive coordinator. I'm pretty offensive.
All right. So obviously you can tell my conversations do not lead into sports. So I'm going to let you lead into sports.
I did try and then you.
How did Ravens go?
Then you right rudely away. Interrupted
me.
How did the Ravens go this week?
The Ravens pissed down their leg after having an amazing season. They really were just beating the hell out of everybody they played by 15, 20 points at least. And they defense played very well, only allowed 17 points. And the offense shat the bed, man.
Yeah, they blew it.
They did nothing.
Wait, what was
they pissed and shat.
What was the score?
It was 17 to 10. But it really, watching it, it felt more like about 35 to
3.
It looked like we weren't doing anything.
Mm. So I don't really ever watch the NFL. I only ever watch college.
Okay. What's your team? Are you a Terp guy or?
Roll Tide, Alabama.
God,
Roll
why? Tide. Just because they're on TV and win a lot?
No, I'm from Alabama.
Oh, so, no shit? Okay. So. You're allowed to like them then. Is Saban still there? I heard he was leaving.
Retired.
Yeah, he retired. So have they chosen a new head coach yet?
I haven't kept up with it so much.
I guess I'm the sports guy. I should know this, right?
Jim Harbaugh ran his ass out of college.
About time. And then he left too. He's like, I did my job here.
We could honestly stand a few years of just losing. So that's what we're pretty excited about.
I feel like there's no real reason for college teams to lose. Like, the more you win, the better prospects you get wanting to come to your town. And you also lost your head coach. Nobody's going to want to come to Bama right now.
It's just that nobody enjoys the games when we always win. Or we just know we're always going to get, like, supreme talent. It's just not as fun.
I guarantee you're going to not, like, losing much more.
Winning wouldn't feel so good if losing didn't hurt so much.
Oh, I like that. I think you need to do that more often. Fuck the dogs.
Oh, yeah. So I hit the dogs. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Nice. That was beautiful.
Did you ever see the, did you know the LSU drama and Alabama and Nick Saban?
The drama? No, I don't know the drama.
All right.
I do know they're near each other and don't like each other much.
So Nick Saban's head coach, LSU, he goes off to the Dolphins or whatever, some Florida team, and he's going to be head coach down there. He says, I'm never going to go college again, blah, blah, blah. He leaves that, goes to Alabama. LSU hates him. Every year that Alabama plays LSU, they have, like, basically tied a noose around a bunch of stuffed animal like Nick Saban's and burned it.
Effigies.
I miss that level of, like, sports fanmanship.
Right.
It just doesn't exist when you always win.
I feel like you need to be a fan of the Ravens because at least two times a year, sometimes three, the Steelers are playing them. And there is a respectful hatred for both of those
I
teams.
I would honestly say that the Bengals-Ravens is worse now. More of a rivalry than the Pittsburgh games.
I don't think there's any respect there, though, on either side. There's just the hate. But, yeah, and the Browns, it's hard to want to hate them. I do, but they're such losers that they don't matter. So, of course, we've already talked about us sucking. So let's move on to San Francisco Lions, the San Francisco 49ers, and the Detroit Lions. They also played each other. And the Detroit Lions looked like they were going to just dominate that game.
They should be in the Super Bowl.
100%.
I don't know what happened. I wasn't watching the game, but as you compared the Ravens to shitting the bed, they did the same. But right. Instead of shitting the bed, they just blew it.
They shit the bed the opposite way. Their defense just failed them. But I also think their head coach failed them a bit because I think they went for it too many times.
It's literally like we swapped roles. Like our defense shut them out in the second quarter and then didn't do anything the first quarter. But, you know, the Lions, their defense did really good the first two quarters and then didn't do shit the second quarters.
Yeah.
Or second half.
I also think nobody's going to, outside of the San Francisco, Kansas City area, nobody's going to care about this Super Bowl.
No, it's going to be probably one of the most least watched Super Bowls. If anything, people will only tune in for the commercials.
That's the only thing I ever watch for.
And Usher. I mean, Usher, come on.
What do you mean? Reba McEntire?
Reba's the beginning, isn't she? She's singing the Star Spangled Banner.
I have no idea.
Yeah, but Usher's doing the middle. And, you know, Tay-Tay is going to come in on a parachute or something like that.
Yeah.
Just bang Travis Kelce right in the middle of the field. I think that's what everybody's waiting for.
I'm so disappointed that he did not get any calls on Sunday.
He had his fake taunting. As long as you don't look at a guy when you taunt, it doesn't count.
It's ridiculous.
And
the whole pregame thing with Tucker.
Oh, yeah, throwing the helmet. It was a.
And then did you see that Patrick commented on that?
I didn't see that, but I did see that there was a comment from Travis Kelce in the Bleacher Report or something along those lines, where it's like, if you're going to be a dick, I'm going to out-dick you every time. <It's>
like, no, Tucker explained in his post-game interview that it's something he's been doing for the past 12 seasons.
Right.
So it's not something that...
This isn't a new thing.
No.
And right.
And as far as I'm aware, their kicker was down at our end zone.
Doing the same thing.
Exactly.
We should have thrown his stuff.
So for those not aware, what are y'all talking about, Zach?
So before the game, Justin Tucker was, stretching out, practicing because he is our kicker, our place kicker. He had two footballs, a tee, and his helmet. And, Dickhead Kels comes over, grabs all of his stuff and basically just throws it about 5-10 yards to the side.
Yeah. Just clears it.
Yeah.
It was kind of rude is what we're saying. But if you ask anybody outside or within the Kansas City area, it was all cool.
And within his right to do so.
Right. It was their warm up time.
Being the editor for all this, I'm not going to know what to cut out and what to leave in.
Don't. Yeah. This is all great stuff.
Okay. There we go. Just making sure.
You can cut that out.
Really? That's how you smoke?
I'm over here setting up interviews.
So the Super Bowl is coming up in 2 weeks. There's the Pro Bowl coming up this weekend, but nobody cares. So we'll just skip over that. Straight to the Super Bowl. San Francisco and Kansas City in Las Vegas. Nobody's going to care outside of those areas in the betting community.
Especially since, I think the lowest price ticket on the websites is $2,200.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, and there was a picture from that seat, and it was absolute dog shit.
Right? It's behind a pole.
No. It wasn't that bad. It was
you go for the ambiance. The line,
but it was the very last seat way up in the nosebleeds.
As long as it's next to the beer cart, I'm good.
That's right. I think if you're paying $2,200, hopefully they're bringing the beer to you.
Yeah.
So who's got scores? Let's do scores. Nick, you go first. I'm going to make you do it too, Dan. Deal with it.
yeah, because he's not going to know what he's not going to know the numbers.
I don't know when they end anything.
You don't have to know when they play in 2 weeks, a week and a half.
Oh, so are we doing potential scores?
Yes.
How do you score football? Is it like in fours or sixes?
We're going to let you guess that.
Oh, this is going to be great.
So actually, no, Dan, you go first. Yeah.
Okay, so who's playing?
It is the Kansas City Chiefs.
The Kansas City Queefs.
And the San Francisco 69ers.
Yeah.
Okay, I already forgot them. So the first one, I say 24.
Okay.
And then the second one, 32.
Okay. And the second one would be the 69ers?
Sure.
49ers. You did very well. Both of those scores are possible. The only score that's not possible is one.
Yeah, I based it off of like an even number.
You can even have odd numbers.
Okay.
They kick field goals. Those are worth three. That really jacks up the changes.
So my prediction would be, I'm going to say it's going to be close. It's going to be 34-31 with the Niners being on top.
Niners. Okay. I think two for the Niners.
McCaffrey and Purdy are going to get that ring.
All right. Let's do it. And Con, I know you're not an NFL guy, but you still have to do it.
I think, let's see, 31-14. I'll put Chiefs up.
Chiefs. And I'm going to go 32-14 as well. And I'm also going Chiefs.
Nice.
I think the Chiefs are taking them down again, going back to back. First time since the Patriots did it back in like 04 and 03 and 04, I believe.
Kermit's not going to get another ring.
Kermit's getting another ring.
There's a guy named Kermit.
Well, Patrick Mahomes
sounds like Kermit the Frog.
Patrick Mahomes here.
I'm going to play some football.
It's kind of like that. In other Baltimore news and much better news, the Baltimore Orioles are being sold to a new owner group.
Yes, and Cal Ripken is part of that owner group.
Cal and Grant Hill. And a couple billionaires that are actually paying for it. Yeah, Rubenstein and something else. I don't know. It doesn't matter. They're just hopefully going to bring me some joy in the future. Something that Peter Angelos has never done for me.
No.
If you've been a fan of the Orioles since 1984 till now, 85 maybe.
This should have been our 40th year anniversary World Series.
That World Series would have been beautiful. We really, I don't want to say we blew it. I think we did.
We choked, but we weren't supposed to get that far.
We were playing way above our heads.
Absolutely.
With a bunch of kids out there having a good time. I think they needed to be beat. Get some anger, get some hate in them.
Absolutely. You know, it's not adversity, but it is in a way, you know, like they made it to the playoffs, but they didn't do shit.
Right. And I don't think they want that feeling again.
That chip on their shoulder, that Baltimore chip.
Right. Especially some of the big, the are going to be big dogs. Gunner. Yeah. Adley, they don't want that feeling again. No. And now that we have new ownership, I think that hopefully we're going to pay some of these guys, something we have not done in years.
Yeah.
We have two guests to call. Hey, you can stay.
Okay.
Yeah. Nick, how was your week?
It was a week.
You've been quiet all week. I've been like, why isn't Nick texting me?
Because he can't. Because his thumb hurts. Yeah,
one of my thumbs is.
It took me 3 days to realize that. I'm calling Kate. Like, what's up with Nick?
You know, if there was a dog barking all over it, you might have heard the story.
is Nick nice? Is Nick mad at me?
No.
She's
just hurt my thumb, and it's been a week working around that. You know, I'm not.
He's like driving
PTO.
With one hand.
Oh, that's not a problem.
It would be a problem for me because I'm a left-handed driver.
Me too.
Okay, so I think it's a little weird. Okay.
Yeah. Got that palm action. I'm real good.
His fingers
just don't let it get too sweaty.
Learning to drive in Baltimore. I mean, you get really good at driving the car.
For those who can't see, Nick's left hand is the one that's afflicted.
Yes. I think that was also mentioned in the story, but
you couldn't hear because of the dog. Once again, they were not real dogs.
I know they weren't. Ruined it.
That makes it worse. I meant better. That makes it funnier, right?
Yeah, hey, down here. We didn't feed them for a few days.
Before one of our practice interviews, what we did was we called Scotty. He's an audio engineer. Mm-hmm. And my best friend lives in Las Vegas. He's also an audio engineer. He's the, I don't know if I want to give too much out. He works for Gladys Knight.
And the Pips or just Gladys?
Gladys Knight's sound person.
What about the Pips?
I got to sit on stage. The drummer, Damien, mm-hmm. was playing, and he knows that I was a drummer. And I was watching everything that he did, and it was phenomenal.
Did he do some stick flips just for you?
I don't think it was stick flips. That doesn't impress a drummer. Being a baton twirler does not impress another drummer. He was just playing super fancy, a lot of dynamics, ups and downs.
But keeping tight time.
Real tight, right in the pocket. It's good stuff. And Gladys Knight, that's a show sort of like saying Garth Brooks. We're going to be calling Joanna from Montana.
Oh, wow. That rhymes so well.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
Works out pretty good. A little introduction to Joanna is her and I used to be in the marching band in high school.
Where'd you go to high school?
She was the first person, Black Raven High School.
So did I.
We all know that. She was the bass drummer in the marching band. So we, for band camp,
No flutes.
No American Pie jokes, please. So we...
This one time back in band camp.
I heard that coming. I show up to the school, and it's before school starts. Nobody else is. So I show up, and she was in the room. It's just me and her. So she's the first person in high school that I ever met, and we just kind of bonded. Now we're, in our 40s, and she moved out to Montana, which to me sounds like Alaska.
It sounds awesome.
It's pretty close to Alaska compared to most.
I'm pretty sure the highway speeds out there are 80. That means you can go like 100.
She is, in my eyes, Joanna can do no wrong. She's always been just a great person and helps people. And she would help the homeless and bring people food when they need. Come on, Nick, let me get this out. Jesus.
You're not giving us a lot to work
anyway,
with here,
Joanna, I tried. Let's let her do it. Hit that button. Welcome to I've Been Tasked with Dan, Nick, and in studio, CJ and Connor. So
nice to meet you.
Hi.
Hey, it's Joanna from Montana. Yes.
Did you move there just so that could rhyme?
Oh my gosh, no.
How goes it?
Tis going. You never really know how to answer that when you're a teacher. Things are always a little crazy in education right now, but it's going. Oh, yeah. We're going.
You think I would have mentioned the fact that you're a teacher when I was introducing you? You didn't hear the introduction, but it was cut up with three other men trying to interject my introduction to Joanna.
And pretty much all we got is you went to high school together and you played a bass drum. So that's where we are on information.
And Dan was, just left having to talk to you because you were the only person there.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
So, Joanna, I wanted you to ask you, how was the weather? Are you out of it in the clear? Because, I know it gets cold there, but we had some snow, a crazy amount of snow, right, Nick?
It was about 8 inches over two separate
I don't think she'd find that to be that crazy.
No.
So, what did you guys have this year in Montana?
This is actually, we're a little concerned, to be honest, because we need the moisture in the wintertime. Otherwise, the summertime is filled with smoke from potential fires.
Yes, absolutely.
So, doesn't sound like a potential fire. Sounds like a fire.
Well, potential in the summer. We're not there yet, but
right. So we need that moisture. We need the snow and everything. But we actually haven't gotten that much. It's dumped a couple times, maybe two or three times so far this winter. But honestly, we're at February. We should be crazy covered. The mountains are totally covered, which is good. Like roadways are totally clear right now. I can still use my cruise control on the way to work, which is crazy.
Very nice.
Very nice.
I mean, it sounds nice for now, but like you said, it's a doom future we're looking at.
In the summertime, I have a question. In the summertime, is your highway speeds 80 miles per hour?
That's all the time.
All the time.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
So straight over the ice. By Maryland standards, that means I can go 100 if I was driving there.
Maryland standards.
Oh, my God. It used to be, I think it used to be called safe and prudent. There wasn't an actual number associated with it. It was just safe and prudent for the vehicle you were driving and the road conditions.
Is it expensive to live there?
It's in some ways, yes. In other ways, no. I did that calculator thing by state. You can say what state you're coming from and going to, and it'll tell you what's more expensive. And they told me beforehand that food and any type of insurance was more expensive, and both those things are true.
Okay.
Because of that safe and prudent thing. Nobody's safe or prudent.
You also got wildlife, you have natural events that happen.
It's not
necessarily safe. You could die in your sleep.
Run over by a moose. They have moose problems, I think.
I have a random question for Joanna. Hey, Joanna. How many people do you think have been hit by anything falling from space and killed, like a meteor or a chunk of a spacecraft.
Do you have this answer?
Great.
I do have this answer.
I mean, are we talking like ever in life anywhere in the world?
Yeah, ever reported.
Like, ever recorded, I guess, is the correct
answer. Are we counting from dinosaur time? Because we know about at least one big one.
I will give you that, CJ. This is ever since civilization has started.
I'm going to go with recorded 132.
Okay, everybody else's guess?
8.
I'm going to guess 0.
Oh, that's not true. I'm going to go with 27.
Connor got it. 0.
Oh,
there was only one reported. Reported asteroid, little thing that came inside a lady's house, and it went through her roof and hit like the bed or something, but she wasn't laying in it. I was shocked by that. I don't know. You're a teacher. I just thought maybe you would know the answer to that. But
speaking of teacher, what do you teach?
English 12. I teach 12th grade English.
12th grade. Ooh, gross. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So what
if you love it, more power to you.
What books are you having them
coming
read?
From a student's great perspective?
We just are finishing actually this week 1984 in one of my classes. And we read Beowulf, but I ordered the graphic novel version because we have the original, but I wanted them to actually see it to make it kind of come to life.
We used to call one of our teachers Miss Grundle. Or is that what's the monster's name?
No, you're so close. Grendel.
Grendel. Yeah, we called one of our teachers Miss Grendel. That was rude.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
we used to have a teacher that was, who was the lady that looked like a chicken?
I
forget her name, but they used to throw rubber chickens in, like she'd leave the doors open to the classroom.
Yeah, they're brutal.
Oh, man. Wow. And they would throw, she looked, and my mother went to one of our school things, and she was like, that lady looks like a chicken. We're like, yeah, we were saying that the whole time.
I think we talked our 12th grade English teacher into not marrying her fiance. Because her name was Miss Grace, which, you know, sounds beautiful, right? And we were all like, so what's the husband's name? And she has this frown come upon her face and goes, Griswold. We heckled her for weeks and just continually called her Mrs. Griswold. And I think at some point she was all like, it's over. And we were like, oh my God, did we do that?
You had a part to play in it. You definitely had a role. Right.
Hey, Joanna, how did the Ravens do last week?
I don't want to talk to you right now.
I just sat through 15 minutes of sports stuff, but I guess you actually do know.
Most of it was crying.
I thought you were
going to
join
game.
Me.
Yeah, I was there, and it was disappointing.
Yeah.
The podcast? The podcast? Yeah, it was.
Podcasts have been great.
I'm just joking.
Except for the dogs.
It was our first sports.
Always going back to the dogs.
I'm never going to let you live that down.
Now, Joanna, you didn't hear a podcast too, but I did have a lot of recording, a lot of errors there, but I'm not an audio engineer. All my friends are, but not me.
Well, criticism.
You'll hear it. The dogs are barking too loud and they keep razzing me on it.
Oh, jeez. I had to put mine outside.
Oh, I actually picked these out of a clip folder and dragged them into the file. Yes. So they weren't real dogs. They were sounds of dogs.
And played
what kind
for
of
like
dogs do you
three
have,
straight so. Minutes.
Oh, well, welcome to my life. And honestly, welcome Montana. This is dog country for sure.
Yeah. Nick said a question. He was talking quiet. What kind of dog do you have, Joanna?
We have 3 Great Pyrenees mixes.
Ooh, big old dogs.
Okay. I have a purebred shepherd, a husky pit bull mix, and a little dachshund.
Oh.
And it was the dachshund that ripped your thumb apart.
Millie.
Yeah. Yeah, she was the one who brutally gave me nerve damage on my thumb.
I think that was actually Hades. No. Yeah, is that surprising?
I thought it was Dolly.
Yeah, was it Pumpkin or Lucifer?
Lucifer. No. Anywho.
That's what we call a callback.
Joanna, I will say I'm proud of you for coming on the podcast here.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for being our guest.
It's a federally funded school. It's a federal school, but it public school, but it's on a reservation. The home of the Blackfeet Nation. So,
am I allowed to insert Indian noises?
Oh, no. Jesus.
No.
Okay. Sorry. Good question, right?
At least he asked.
And on Monday, I'm starting a unit on misappropriation. But anyway. we're kind of in a bubble in the sense that we're not a tribal school. Like the tribe doesn't run it, but we are on a reservation. And so it's just a little different than a regular, maybe off the reservation public school. So
I do have a quick question for you regarding the fact that it is on a reservation. I'm going to try and sound as PC as possible. Are these okay. Native like Americans that you are teaching?
Yes.
So
that's pretty PC.
When you going back a minute ago, you said teaching them Monday about appropriation.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I think that was.
Are
a
they
joke.
Not? I was about to say, are they not allowed to appropriate themselves? Like, you know.
You probably don't want to. Like, I mean, I love Dan and his humor, but maybe not.
I walk away for 5 minutes, and they're talking about me.
Maybe not like Indian noises. That would be just wrong. But yeah, they can do whatever they want for their culture, and actually, it's kind of up to the. We've had this conversation before in class, like. You know, I wear like what would be considered like native prints or tribal prints. Uh-huh. A lot of my clothing is I have beaded earrings and things like that. I was gifted a ribbon skirt, which is cultural, you know, and I'm not Native American at all. Absolutely. So I was asking them during this particular unit last year, my seniors last year, like, OK, but how, you know, because you can't make a blanket statement necessarily. Like, is this wrong? Is this wrong? But I was showing them pictures of things that were out and out wrong versus like what every day might look like. I'm not Native, but I'm wearing these things. Do you consider that, you know, is this offensive? They're like, absolutely not. So it's, I think it's just, you know, to understand what that means and how to recognize it. And then to each his own kind of thing when they feel like something's appropriated or not.
Right. Like the absolutely. Difference between appropriation and celebrating a culture kind of thing.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're also a part of the culture by being there and teaching. Is that, I mean, would you consider yourself?
That's how I feel about it. Yeah. But at the same time, I grew up in a Black neighborhood. So that's my, like, what I mostly identify with, I guess, first, which is interesting because everywhere I've taught, everybody thinks I am that culture. Like, I am that ethnicity or that race.
Hey,
so,
hey, Nick, she's one of those people that identifies as something as well. I identified as a drummer and I got crap for that the other day.
You are a drummer, Dan.
You so you're allowed to do that. Do you still drum?
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
I haven't really been given the opportunity to.
No? Okay. Just well,
we're forming a band. Really. So.
But we already have a drummer, don't we? I guess we could go two drummer, Grateful Dead drummer. Style.
He's not that great, so there's probably an opening.
Fabulous.
Well, Joanna, everybody started. Let me get back to my microphone.
You're supposed to get closer to the microphone,
hey,
Dan.
Hey, Joanna, I'm back. What I wanted to ask you specifically was more about your life and everything. I don't think we have the time for me to dive into Joanna today.
Okay.
But
we'll probably be having more than one interview with.
Yeah, most likely. But this is like an introduction to Joanna. We're going to have to cut this a little short. We're going to edit some things and whatnot. You did great, Joanna. Thank you for being here. Joanna from Montana.
Thank you very much.
You'll hear it. You'll hear a lot of stuff cut out.
But one last thing before we let Joanna go. What drew you to Montana? Was it the job that took you there, or did you go there first and then find what you're doing now?
I started volunteering as a camp counselor for Indian Youth Camp, which is in Hungry Horse, Montana, in 2004. And then the next year when I came back out, I knew that I was a college student at that point, pretty much called to be out here and teach out here at some point. I thought it would be way down the road, like way down the road. And I kind of felt like it was like, no, get ready. It's going to be sooner than you think. So that was 2005 that I felt that calling. So I came home, finished college, started teaching back home, and just kind of waited for the right time. What I felt was like, okay, the go, the green light. And actually the green light came in, I moved out in August of 2010 to not where I thought I was going to be. I moved to Great Falls. I was unemployed. I lived in a super sketchy apartment and it didn't seem like it was fitting the way I thought it would, but everything fell into place. That's how good. It was supposed to.
You, how long was your bus ride out there? She took a Greyhound bus.
Oh my goodness.
my first year
camp. I would say that's something you've been tasked with, was getting to Montana.
Right. Oh yeah.
It had to be 48 Agreed. Hours at least on a bus.
It was really tough. It was 3 days and two nights on the way out, and then 4 days and three nights on the way back.
That's a lot.
And I was actually on the bus longer than I was in Montana.
Oh, that just sounds Jeez. Awful.
Yeah, I was
lost my luggage. And well, it was definitely crazy.
I said, how much, this is, you know, 10,
whatever, 24 years ago. I said, how much does that cost? And she's like, oh, it's like, well, it's cheaper than a flight. And I was like, no, really, how much? And she's like, it's 140 or 160. And I'm like,
the same price as a flight.
Yeah, basically. I was like, I wish I had money. I would have bought you a flight, Joanna.
Right. 4 hours. You're there.
Right. I know. It was cool. Well, and I fundraised and everything. But at the time, I think flights out were like 500 something. And I was like, there's no way, being a struggling college student and like whatever. So this is definitely an experience. And I'll tell you what, I got called bus girl at camp for like the remaining 10 years.
You love that, right?
It was, well, my mom embroidered it on a shirt for me.
Badge of honor.
Little bus.
I've never even been on a Greyhound bus.
I think it broke out in hives for like the following 2 years whenever I heard bus doors close.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. She met a guy. I talked to Joanna and I said, do you have a snowmobile? She's like, no, we don't. I'm like, what? Why would you move out there?
I thought you had to have one.
What? How dare you? It's
a requirement by Montana law.
Well, yeah, I don't hear, but that's kind of the vehicle of choice when I lived in Alaska.
Oh.
We were just talking about Alaska.
We were. We did not. We weren't told you lived in Alaska.
Yeah, I lived there for a year.
Nice. But our one of our folks here, Connor, is thinking about moving there.
Do you?
Awesome.
Always thinking about
it. Get him out of my basement.
Popular rumor, do you get paid to live in Alaska?
Do you get, I'm sorry?
Do you get paid to live in Alaska?
Like paid well to live there?
No, just like federal check every month or something.
Yeah, I don't know where this is going either.
You do?
It's, I believe it's once a year, but you have to be a resident for... You're a resident for a full year and can prove it. And then in your second year of residency, you do get paid once a year.
All right.
What do you get paid?
I think it's different every year. It kind of depends on...
Probably where you live, region-based.
I probably. I was in Barrow, or Utqiagvik, they renamed it. But the tippy top, like Santa Claus was my next door neighbor.
She probably got the most there.
Yeah.
Well, I was only there a year, so I didn't qualify.
Oh, okay.
Well, Joanna, thank you for being on Nick and Dan's podcast, also known as I've Been Tasked With. And we will be hearing more about your... I want to hear the story one day about how your house froze.
Oh, okay.
A little teaser. Yeah. Every pipe and everything, the radiators, right? Everything was...
Well, don't give away too much, bro.
Oh.
This is for a different podcast.
No, it's a mess. So we're gonna hear that in the future.
All right.
Okay.
And I'm sure you're out of the woods on that, right?
You are so precious. No.
No? Okay.
No.
It still freezes in Montana.
So Joanna's been tasked with getting her house completely gutted and redone or something.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll hear that one day.
So, okay.
Well, thank you, Joanna. I'm gonna play you out. Here's our button.
It was really nice meeting you. Kind of.
Yes, you too.
And
thank you. You too.
She is the nicest person in the entire world.
Yeah, we were thinking about being mean, but we just couldn't do it.
No, we can't. I didn't think about that. We can't give her any crap.
She can take it. She's a 12th grade English teacher.
Right? Yeah. So, I got it.
I told you what we did to our 12th grade English teacher.
I love you, Joanna.
Love you too.
I'll see you later, and you'll hear this on the podcast next week.
Bye. Okay, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye, Joanna.
Bye.
All right, all right, all right. Matthew McConaughey.
All right, all right, all right. So, CJ, I have a quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
Following up with your interview that we did on Podcast One, how are you enjoying your backyard without that swimming pool?
It's very nice. There are people in there now banging away, probably cleaning up all the garbage.
Yeah, so I saw some people coming in and out.
Yeah, I think they're repainting and all that. So I'm, hopeful that we get some good neighbors that do not just throw trash all over the backyard and...
I've been passing out flyers in downtown Baltimore.
Baby. Whoop, whoop. Don't go there, bro.
House for rent.
Yeah, I saw him down on Lombard Street yesterday passing out flyers.
Homeless people. Hey, they need houses, right?
You still have to pay.
You want to plug that cord in a little more. I don't know if that's important.
What cord is it?
You want to introduce our weather?
I'm going to go ahead and introduce our weather reporters. We are going to hear from Kate first.
Yeah, sarcastically loud. Welcome back to Nick and Dan's podcast, also known as I've Been Tasked With.
Within guest studio, or in studio guest, CJ.
CJ.
I like the first way you put it better.
In studio guest.
In guest.
In guest studio.
That's the one.
Hi. Nice to meet you, Kate.
Is CJ there with you?
I am. Correct. I'm here.
He is in studio.
I'm in the middle.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
I'm trying my best to keep up with these guys.
See, Connor walked out and he has to go do some stuff, but you're lucky and so are the girls because Connor's not here to destroy it. No, Connor's good.
Connor's fine. He messed
up.
Mild.
He only messed up the one time, right?
Yeah, the entire
Although
episode.
I only heard the edited version.
Oh, I haven't even gotten to hear that. It was my phone call that got ruined.
No, there was a second one. He was on the second one. Oh yeah. Anyway, CJ actually messaged me. He said, "What about that entire? What was it? A 45-minute long segment he was on? I was like, man, it was choppy.
I thought I said something wrong.
No, like, you did not.
Offended they just Dan. Edited you out. You weren't good enough, apparently.
I did not prep Connor, and it was a lot of jokes that were way too heavy for what I want to release on this podcast.
You need to have an unrated podcast channel.
Double the listeners.
Yeah.
Expand our reach.
But
interns they shall be available soon.
Okay, we can call Judd. If you can, next time, can you keep it off of speaker when we're talking?
Are you leaving that in?
I don't care. That's fine. No, it's I mean, the listeners can hear that.
How dare you?
Oh, I can hear it. It's not chaos. It's I can hear the talk back.
Oh.
Yeah. See, we have a lost latency system, and I can't describe how it works, but it takes out the lag that cell phones naturally have. But when you put it on speaker, there's extra noise coming back. Then the computer's like, holy hell, there's like five people here.
So is this better?
Oh my God.
It is.
Yeah, tell her, Nick.
Don't you ever put it back on speaker.
Don't you ever do that again.
I don't know. You're not the boss of me.
You're not my mom.
I'm not coming home.
She'll bust I'll your thumb babies. Up again.
She'll
set up. I'll have babies do it.
She'll set up.
Hayes is trained.
He'll listen to me over the
Cujo collar. Is going to eat your other hand.
Cujo.
I'll take him.
No, Lucifer is his name, apparently.
Lucifer.
I thought it was Pumpkin.
We don't have a dog named Pumpkin.
Just Lucifer and Hades.
Lucifer and Hades, same dog.
It is funny. I saw that dog that you have, the little tiny, it's not a hot dog dog, but it's pretty close.
And it is a hot dog dog.
I saw it. Is it? It has a lot of hair on it.
A dachshund.
It's a long-haired
version. Long-haired dachshund.
There we go. Okay, so I saw that. I saw the dog, and I was like, it looks like a Millie to me. And you guys also said, that does look like Millie. Then we independently came to the conclusion that it was Millie before we even saw each other, and the dog's name is Millie.
Yep, among other things.
Yeah. My mother always wanted the name of dog, Millie.
Well, it suits her. Hades Place. Good boy.
I still haven't been paid.
Oh, it's upstairs. It's awesome. It's to the right. Did you look?
You've been paid.
I'll check on
you
the way.
You still have your kneecaps.
I was glad when I came down, I didn't see just plastic all over the floor.
A Dexter kill room. Yeah, this is interesting, the whole podcast thing, because what is the point of doing this? And I call it entertainment.
Absolutely. And it's, I mean, not only for other people, but for ourselves.
Yeah, like art to me is something that makes you feel something. So at some point, I'd like to...
You're saying this is not art.
I mean, I'm getting the closest, or what's that? The first step to success is failure. So if this art doesn't work, we will continue to modify it so that
open another paper company.
Does that mean we
and another paper company?
Another paper company.
Another paper company.
What is that? Office?
Yeah. Of course it is.
Nice.
Does that mean we have to get canceled before we can be successful?
Oh, we got to get shot.
That's what Shane Gillis did.
Well, and he's very successful. So I think, you know, that heavy joking that Connor was doing, maybe you should allow it. No faster way to get canceled.
Connor's going to be the only one that gets famous.
You fired him.
How are you guys?
I am doing good. How about you, CJ?
I'm doing fantastic. Nice to meet you, Judd.
Nice to meet you, too.
Right on.
We also have Nick here.
Hi.
Hello, Mr. Nick.
How you doing?
I think we both have the honor of being on the first podcast. So
this is first time with anybody other than Connor in studio. So this is interesting.
And I'm probably the second closest. Or does Connor live with you too?
He does not live here. Hey, Judd.
Go ahead.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Dan.
What have you been tasked with recently?
Trying to button up the last things in my basement so I can finally have a studio space again.
Yeah. Are you doing flooring right now?
The floor's done. I'm just painting some shelves that I have cut out for my one of my closets over in that area. And I just got to slap that together and do some little touch-up paint here and there. And then I can finally start moving stuff back down in there.
Very cool. Okay, so we have. Yeah, go ahead. Part of my favorite part of having you on is that you only get 5 minutes. So I'm going. I could easily give him like 15, 20. But like, you know, I'm going to say, unless you have any questions for us specifically, what in the music world excites you right now? And I have one thing that I'm going to share with the audience.
Without saying Pantera.
I just hit the five. Okay, Judd, you have 5 minutes. And what I really want to hear from you
I'm trying to think of something that excites me, like you said.
You only had a week to think about this. So,
well, you didn't give me that question.
I'm messing with you. Are there any new up-and-coming bands that you're listening to that do excite you? I think that's what he's trying to get out of you.
Well, I mean, he's telling me stuff like, he's like all these like really, really heavy like Lucifer style.
No, there's only a couple super Death heavy Angel. Bands that Dan and I are really into. No, we're not big Death Angel fans.
You've mentioned Death Angel like eight times.
Not to offend any big Death Angel fans, but you know, like as far as the older stuff, what's cool is that all the guys are going back and forth between all the different bands, and they all have multiple projects and stuff. If you haven't heard of Metal Allegiance, I always forget whether it's Alliance or Allegiance, but that's like all the big names.
Yeah,
like,
I did hear about them. I actually, you sent me something about them and
thrash elite kind of folks. So those kinds of projects,
they're
are
joining
cool,
forces, like, CJ. Oh. They have.
Are either of you into the thrash metal?
I am specifically into the rhythms of heavy metal. Thank you, Nick. Nick's not into it.
Well, that's.
But the rhythms are. The thing. It soothes me. It's like.
Have y'all heard of Mr. Bungle?
Oh, Mr. Bungle. Yes.
I love those.
That's
guys.
Old school. That's 1996.
They just played
style.
In Baltimore. They're a couple still months playing. Ago. That's fantastic. Fantastic stuff.
Like me and Judd, like the Les Claypool.
Amazing.
Primus. The clown one?
Yeah, Judd. The very first Mr. Bungle album. Incredible. Yeah.
Fantastic stuff. I'm a California guy.
I liked California a lot. There's some absolute masterpieces on that too.
What is your opinion on the Amity Affliction?
What?
Amity Affliction.
Amity Affliction.
It's a band. They are from Australia.
Have an opinion on.
He doesn't know that one. I know that band. I know that group, and it is in the realm of what
you were just talking about.
We were just talking about
the whiny
stuff a little bit. Nick loves it. He loves the Amity Affliction. He's in my truck. I'm like, it's I'll give it like four songs. So it's not bad.
Are you into emo music?
I listen to
that. Basically, is emo, isn't it?
But it's like emo metal,
more alternative than emo. I'm not cutting my wrist.
No, most of them didn't. They're still fans.
Fuck you, mom. Yeah. Oh my god. I just gave Titus drum lessons earlier, but at 6 o'clock, like an hour ago.
We heard.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Yep. So we were doing drum lessons. I was teaching in President of the United States, like Bull Weevil, and you could hear that clear.
No. I could hear you were playing it when
I was
came
on my
over.
Phone. Yeah. He's never heard Presidents of the United States before, like Peaches,
of
millions of peaches for me. Yeah. And he loved, I saw a smile on his face.
Super
for,
metal song.
And it's really, metal. I'm not
talking about pocketful.
We don't always,
we always have to talk about metal, but that's the type of music.
Correct.
It's happy.
And Nick, too. We all listen to all kinds of
different. Speaking of Australian bands, what was the name of your Australian band?
The Amity Affliction.
Now I want to check them out. But so how about just, a different?
I don't.
How about a different Australian band?
Metalcore.
Like, a different Australian band have you heard of? King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Oh my God.
Negative.
I've been getting into Spite.
I actually think that Judd would very much enjoy King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
You know we're gonna listen.
I think
to
you
it.
Might. You should.
I don't
it's
have. I was gonna say
music.
I'll write it down, but I'll just hit play.
Yeah.
I'll be editing this for 6 hours.
It's right being written down.
It all rhymes too.
So they're describing the Amazon Music anyway describes the Amity Affliction as metalcore. Okay. So that's, I guess, the kind of thing where you have those alternating, mellow.
A lot of highs, a lot of lows.
Mellow. Well, just like I can deal with, I mean, I like melody and I like good singing and I like some heavy singing. And that's what's exciting and good about that is that, like, the first song that I really heard. That,
Zero, you're done.
That, no, 5 minutes kidding. Is up. 5 minutes is up. I pointed to CJ. I said, look, it's 5 minutes. I'm sorry, Judd.
Go ahead and finish that statement for me.
Yeah. No, I was
what
just
is that noise?
First, song that I heard that went back and forth between a super
heavy voice.
It's mixed under, though, is Duality by Slipknot. That, I think, is a masterpiece of a song where they go back and forth like that from one style, you know, a mellower melodic vocal to a heavier stuff, and it's done really, really well. So, I mean, there's plenty of examples where that's done really, really well. It's just that kind of thing. There's a lot of bands that just when they do the mellow voice, it's just too friggin' whiny.
And it was great talking to you.
We love you, Jeff.
No, hey, Jeff, we do have to go.
Okay.
I know it was a quick one. Next time, maybe let's. I think. No, I have one statement before we go. I wanted to say if you're into the heavier kind of music, you should check out Ginger if you have not. They have a very popular song called Pisces.
Go ahead and spell that for the
J-I-N-G-E-R, Ginger.
Not J-E-R.
It's a female lead singer. She's pretty good looking, too.
You're welcome. I asked that question.
Yeah. Yeah.
People are going to go over.
Nobody's going to type it in. If they made it this far into the podcast, I would pee my pants. So
hey, this has been a great one.
Yeah.
It's happening.
You know, I wish I could hear. If you were on FM, instead of a podcast that you put out later, it's like I could be listening to this on the way home or listening to
have commercials from all sorts of crap popping up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what you do. So like when you're like in FM, you're sitting there, the person who's going to come on is sitting there waiting and listening to it. And they're like, and they keep hearing, okay, in 5 minutes, the so-and-so is going to come on and whatever, whatever. And they're ready. You know what I mean? It's like they're sitting right there.
And if you're successful, you want that, Dan.
Yeah. I'm not. So
thanks to our metal maniac.
Thank you, Judd.
We will be contacting you.
Enjoy, guys.
Next week.
Thank you.
Adios, sir.
All right. Take it easy. See ya.
Oh, you're doing a
going to the Raven Inn, high class establishment.
I'm afraid to drive past that place.
Oh, it's fantastic. A buddy of mine's a bartender there.
Oh, sure. Yeah, if you have a security guard,
I used to work at the pizza place right behind it.
What's that? Cheesy's.
Shout out to Cheesy's.
Nice. You didn't happen to work with a person named Tim, did you?
No.
Okay. He worked there, but he's
there's always
probably
a Tim.
About 10 years old.
He's just
you.
Guessing. He doesn't know a Tim.
You are.
How about Matt? How about
Nick?
20.
Did you work 25. With a Tom?
He's like 33. Okay.
Did you know a guy named Bill? You work with a guy named Bill?
I'm not.
You were just guessing.
I'm not saying my last name on this thing.
No.
And luckily, y'all couldn't even if you knew it.
Hey, thank you, CJ, for popping in.
Thanks for having me, and I'd be happy to do it again.
That was a long 15-minute football.
Real quick, before you do depart.
Yes.
Did you have somebody knock on your door yesterday?
Yeah. What time?
It was in the afternoon. It was a taller gentleman.
No. And if they did, I didn't hear
He came over to me while I was parking my car, and he was like, hey, do you know whose car this is? I was like, I think I do. I was like, it's either one of those last few houses. I didn't want to specifically point out the house.
Depends who's asking, right?
Was it my car?
Yeah, it was. And he was like, I think they backed into my car. And I was like, I don't think so. So, but I didn't say that.
I have cameras.
I was like, I didn't say that either. Cause
yeah,
then
I don't
want
to give him my
cameras. Cause then he would have wanted me to pull the information. And
yeah.
All
that's
that.
A pain in the butt.
I did not.
But I was like, I don't think he did. I was like, but it's either, you know, one of those houses down there. I was like, I can't say for sure which one. He was like, well, I'm working this one. I was like, all right, well, it's not that one. I was like,
thanks for covering for me, bro.
But I was like, it's either them or it was like, it's on the next lot down. And he was like, all right, I think they hit my car. And, you know, I just kind of walked in my house.
You can think that.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. But yeah. I didn't, and he can't prove it. Ha.
Even then, it was a piece of shit Buick.
And, oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. I made it look better.
CJ, thank you for our sports update.
Thanks for having me.
And I can't promise we'll have you on every episode, but we will have you on most.
Thanks for being our in-guest.
When you need me.
Yes, sir. All right, man.
See you all around.
All right. See you later, sir.
And out goes CJ. You're going to get an actual Baltimore weather report.
For the following week,
after you hear this, that's the weather report for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Correct.
Saturday and Sunday.
Hello.
Hey. Yeah. Thank you.
And who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
Who is this on the line here?
This is Fiona Blunt.
Hello, Fiona Blunt.
Hi, Fiona.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. You?
I'm doing pretty good.
You?
What do you have to report for us?
How about we do the weekend first?
Oh, we're going to do the weekend weather coming
Sounds
up.
Sounds good.
Are we doing weekdays or weekends?
We're doing the weekdays for next week.
Okay. And let me take a second to thank you for being our weather interns.
May I start with next week?
Yes. Let's get that weather report going. And what? Okay. Yeah. Who's this? Is this Fiona? Ellie?
This is Ellison.
Ellison.
Monday?
For
Monday through Wednesday has a high of 40 is going to be in the 40s and the lows is the 30s and Friday will be almost 60 degrees.
60 degrees. That's like boating weather.
Some very warm weather.
It's exciting. You getting any rain?
No rain.
No rain. Nice.
Hello. I am Fiona again.
How are you, Fiona?
I'm good.
How was your week? We haven't talked to you for a full week.
My week was pretty nice. It was a normal school week. We did this little thing in school. It's like a race thing. Other than that, it was a normal week.
That's good.
School was hard. We had a test.
How'd you do on your test? You don't know yet?
No.
What category is that in? English, math?
It was reading.
Reading.
It's not my favorite category for a test on the computer because you have to read like a whole like 80 paragraphs. So
that's a lot of reading.
Yeah, then you have to answer a lot of questions for it.
I'm not even sure I would do well on that, but yeah. Okay, so thank you for your input here, and let's get this weekend coming up.
Okay, the weekend is going to be cloudy. The high is in the 50s and 60s. The lowest is in the 40s. There's not supposed to be really any rain.
That's great.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. It's going to be pretty cloudy, though. Pretty warm. The highs are 50s and 60s. The low is 40s, so.
I'm going to have a problem editing this because, like, but without any rain, all I have for weather is rain and thunderstorms to put behind as the audio behind all this.
Wind.
Oh, wind. Good. Thank you, Nick. Great. Thank you, guys, for your weather report. I'm impressed. This is getting better and better every time.
Yeah.
Thank you guys very much.
And did you notice, Nick, there's no dog in the background? Millie normally makes an appearance. I'm not asking for Millie. I think we're just doing good. Like, she's getting used to it. Have you heard any of the podcast, Fiona?
No.
You haven't heard yourself on the podcast?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay, you should push for that. At least, like, you know, so you know what you sound like on the radio.
Okay.
Alrighty. All right. You have a good night, Fiona and Allison. Right.
Do you want us to play you out with a song?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Thank you for our weather report, and we'll see you guys next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Fiona. Tell Ellie we said bye.
Well, she hung up on me.
They're quick, huh?
That concludes this podcast.
Hey, Nick, that does conclude this podcast. Good stuff. And we'll see you guys next week. What's our email address again in case anybody wants to get a hold of us?
Our email address.
There's somebody I spoke with that I asked. I said, do you want to be in studio, an in-studio guest? And I gave her the podcast and the name of the podcast. No phone numbers or anything. I said, we're going to be mentioning our email address or some contact. Contact us if you're interested in being on. If she does contact us to let us know if she wants to be on, I think that's stronger than giving someone a phone number and just making it easy.
Yeah, and if you want to go ahead and reach out for one reason or another, you can go ahead and reach out.
One thing that
Gmail.
Yeah, Gmail. One thing I do want to do on the podcast is actually have a review of items. So we're going to have a P.O. box eventually where you guys can send us stuff and we can review it on air.
But that email address is Danico. And that is spelled Danico 1410 at gmail.com.
1410, our area code. It's not really anymore. No, Maryland's mostly 443 now, isn't it? That's a mixture.
410-242.
1410. Danico, 1N.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, thank you for sticking with us.
Goodbye.
Thank you guys for listening. And here's...
Thank you for listening. If you listened, if you made it this far, congratulations.
Yes. I would also say the same, but I don't have as cool of an effect as Nick has.
Congratulations.
That song's great. The one that's playing in the background that we can't hear right now. Thank you.